Mariachi musicians greeted delegations from around the world as they arrived at one of Mexico's most luxurious beach resort areas. It's also one of the most well-guarded resort areas in the world, with soldiers on the streets and Mexican Navy vessels offshore. The beachfront setting may seem incongruous for a meeting about such topics as the debt crisis in Europe, poverty in developing nations, and the need for sustainable agriculture and green energy. And representatives of some non-governmental organizations, like Christina Weller of the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, worry that the needs of poor nations may be overshadowed.
The last two summits have been dominated by the Eurozone crisis, by Greece, and that means there's very little agenda time for other issues.
Weller says that poverty is more than a moral blight on the world.
It's also an economic problem. It lowers demand. That's where the growth should be, is in those markets. And if we tackle poverty, then everybody benefits.
But officials in the G20 working groups say they continue to advance work on economic development and poverty reduction. And nearby, another group is meeting concurrently and in coordination with the G20. This group of international business leaders, meeting as the B20, tries to work with government leaders on issues like economic development, according to the International Chamber of Commerce's policy director, Stefano Bertassi.
And so we want this to be an enduring, ongoing process of collaboration and discussion that takes place before summits, during summits, and after summits.
Bertassi says that although there are areas of concern for businesses, like the rise of protectionism and higher taxes, there are also many areas of mutual interest, such as the promotion of green energy. The G20 summit and the business leaders' B20 meetings will both conclude Tuesday. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Los Cabos, Mexico.